Back here, and right off the bat, the captain next to me. Always have a lot of fun talking baseball and life with the captain, Ken Korak. A's and Indians coming up. Grady Sizemore will be in the lineup today for the Cleveland Indians. And pitching-wise for the A's today, it'll be Brett Anderson and Andrew Bailey, Brett Hunter, Tyson Ross, and Michael Wirtz. Well, it's time to bring in Bernie Pleskoff. Bernie is our Major League scout, formerly with the Astros and the Mariners. He goes to a Cactus League game every day, and he gives us great insight into what is going on around the Cactus League. Bernie, good morning. Where are you today?
Good morning. I'm at HoHo Cam, Marty. I'm watching the Cubs and the Rangers. I'll be seeing Matt Harrison and Sean Marshall. It should be a good game.
Yeah, that's a good one today. And seeing the Rangers, I know we want to talk about the Rangers, the Dodgers, the White Sox. And, you know, you've seen so many teams around the Cactus League. Who do you want to talk about today?
Today, what I'd like to do, Marty, is talk a little bit about what I saw yesterday with Kansas City and Cleveland. And then I'd like to talk about the Dodgers, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Let's start with what you saw yesterday. I know you were out in Goodyear. You got to see the Royals, right? The Royals and the Indians, I believe.
I did. But let me tell
Bernie, I think you're cutting out a little bit. Raf, maybe we should have Bernie call us back. Okay, all right. We're going to get Bernie to call us back. You know, these cell phones in some of these parks, sometimes you don't get a good connection. So we'll get Bernie to call us back. But he was out in Goodyear yesterday. Royals and the Indians, and the Royals won that game 9-4. Kyle Davies pitched for Kansas City, and Aaron Laffey got whacked around pretty good for the Cleveland Indians. While we're getting Bernie back on the phone, a couple of things that I want to mention. A's outfield, boy, they are hitting the ball, and yesterday was a great example of that. Ryan Sweeney's average up to like 526. Is he still leading the Cactus League? No, he's not leading the Cactus League anymore, but 526 is pretty good. Rajai Davis, 467. You have to think when the A's roster is put together at the end of spring training, Rajai Davis will be on it. He really, really gives the A's another dimension of speed. Raf tells me that Bernie is back. Bernie, you there?
I hope you can hear me now.
All right, much better. Yeah, these cell phones, and I know in some of the stadiums it's difficult, but go ahead. You were talking about the Royals and the Indians yesterday. What did you see?
I saw a problem that could be solved, Marty. It may be too soon to declare this, but you know what? It's been a couple weeks now. I am seeing fewer and fewer broken bats. How do you like that? I've observed, I've seen fewer bats splintering this spring than ever. So I just thought I'd throw that out. I want to be the first to declare that, Marty.
Well, Major League Baseball has put in some new specifications for the bats, but you still have the maple bats. And, Bernie, you know, frankly, it was very dangerous last year.
It was.
Watching the people in the stands and watching a pitcher out on the mound with a splintered bat coming back at you. Interesting that you note that. I appreciate that. What did you think of the Indians and the Royals? Anything unusual about that game?
Marty, I saw two home runs that are still flying out of the park. Ryan Sheely, the big right-handed first baseman for Kansas City, hit a ball that reminded me of Jose Canseco. I once saw Canseco hit the top of a light standard in Cactus League ball. This ball traveled so high and so far, and then right after that, Mike Jacobs hit the top of the pavilion in right field. So those are their two first basemen who hit the ball a mile yesterday. But, Marty, the Indians' pitching looks to be a little bit shaky, especially in the bullpen. You're going to see that today. But Coco Crisp makes a big difference for their offense. He really is an igniter, and they're going to really like having him at the top of that order. He and Jacobs make a big difference. But we'll talk more about Kansas City later in the spring. I wanted to talk to you about what I saw with the Dodgers, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go for the Dodgers. And I agree with what you say about the Royals. Coco Crisp, a good addition, and Sheely and Jacobs smack the ball. Unfortunately, probably only one's going to be able to play, but we'll see what happens. Right. Yeah, let's go to L.A., talk about the bums from Brooklyn. Let's talk about them.
This might be the most settled team, this and the Cubs. The Dodgers are very settled after Manny came back. I saw Manny stand out in left field. The PA announcer said, ladies and gentlemen, turn your attention to left field. Way out, as far as you can see, there's Manny standing. He looked like the Pope in a window, if you've ever been to the Vatican. His arms were spread out. The crowd went nuts. Manny was back. He wasn't in uniform. He'll play next week. But there he was at the stadium, and it makes a difference. He is the difference in that batting order. But along with Manny, Marty, you've got Orlando Hudson, a tremendous addition to that ball club at second base. I saw him make plays that very few second basemen make. He's a gold glover. With he and Furcal in the middle of that infield, that club is formidable. And then you've got a very good offense. Listen to this. You've got Furcal, Hudson, Kemp, Manny, Ethier, Martin, Loney, and Blake. That's a very formidable lineup for the National League West. So I think Manny made it happen. He is the big difference there. They've got the former number one pick, Jason Repko, is struggling, Marty. He's looking for a place on the roster. But he's been hurt, and his game is not what it used to be. And he's going to have a tough time breaking in over Delwin Young and Juan Pierre. And Juan Pierre wants out. You know, and you can't blame him. He's a good ball player. He makes a lot of money. It's going to be tough to move. But with Manny there, where does Juan Pierre play? This isn't the American League with the designated hitter. So that's an issue. And he has already gone to management and said, please get me out of here. I think that the big problem they're going to have is depth in the infield behind Furcal and Hudson. You've got Chin Lung Hu, who had a very bad blur vision problem last year. He looks very healthy this year. But then the guy that they were hoping that would come up through the system, Ivan De Jesus Jr., the son of Ivan De Jesus, a great shortstop. Ivan De Jesus Jr. broke his leg. So with whose eye problems coming on and off, and with De Jesus down with a broken leg, it looks like Tony Abreu could make the club if his hip surgery heals. He had hip surgery in May. Boy, he can play Tony, Marty. Tony Abreu can hit the ball, and he's a very good utility infielder.
Boy, Bernie, nice to have you on talking about the Dodgers. And my reaction is I agree with you. I think they need Manny. As good as all those young hitters were, nobody stepped up and took the bull by the horns and carried the club until Manny got there. So apparently they still need Manny. Unbelievably, those other young hitters just don't do it yet. Other thought I'm going to give you. Chad Billingsley pitched yesterday 3 scoreless innings. He wants to be the opening day starter. You've got Kuroda, you've got Randy Wolf in the mix, you've got Clayton Kershaw. Well, it looks like, did we lose Raf? Did we lose Bernie again? Yeah, we lost Bernie again. Okay. Well, we'll probably conclude this with me saying this. As beautiful as the Dodgers are, and Bernie did a good report on that, he really did. But starting pitching for me is still the issue for the Dodgers, and Billingsley will probably get that opening day start. But, boy, Jason Schmidt is supposed to go to the Hill tomorrow. He's been out for 2 years. He can't get anything done. He's supposed to pitch on Tuesday for the Dodgers. We'll see. You know, $16 million a year. I'm sure they'd love to get him out on the mound, but he has nothing. The stuff he's got is nothing like he had when he was with the Giants. So as good as the Dodgers are in the field, I want to see what they can do with the starting pitching before I say they're the front runner. I still like Arizona, and I think the Giants can make a little noise there, and I still don't overlook Colorado. But that's the beauty of spring training baseball. That is why we enjoy it. So we'll catch up with Bernie again next Saturday. Bernie Pleskoff does a nice job. And at HoHo Camp Park today, he is watching the Rangers and the Cubs, and when you do that with a cell phone, it is not simple to do. Well, expect the best. Experience the difference. Alta Alliance Bank, 1951 Webster Street in Oakland, 1337 Grand Avenue in Piedmont. Want to mention that. And, of course, General Roofing, you heard the spot today. Dave Hamilton, yes, that is Dave Hamilton, former pitcher for the A's in the early 70s. He is the project manager for General Roofing, so appreciate having them part of the show. DeSoto Bail Bonds all over the Bay Area. I go back to my criminal law days and know how important that bondsman was when the case started. You ring, we spring. The DeSoto family, they do a great job in bail bonds, and sometimes bad things happen to good people, so keep that in mind. Well, we got more coming up, and right off the bat, today is the birthday of Stu Levine. I wanted to mention that. He runs the complex down here for the A's, Phoenix Muni, and he's going to throw out the first pitch today, and a very special birthday for him, so I wanted to acknowledge that today. But there's also news about A-Rod, and Barry Bloom of MLB.com is going to join us. But before we go to that interview and the break, of course, we thought A-Rod may be out for the season, but it looks like he's going to be out for 8 or 9 weeks now, probably back in mid-May. And the surgery that he is going to have, it is diagnosed by the doctor out in Colorado, Dr. Mark Philpon. He's 85 to 90% confident that A-Rod will be able to complete the remainder of the regular season without further complications. This surgery will not completely correct the problem. A more aggressive surgery would sideline A-Rod for 3 to 4 months. So they're going to do some arthroscopic surgery on the hip, and hopefully he's going to be back for the Yankees. Vinny and I kicked this around pretty good today. He'll be back in the middle of May. So that is the A-Rod story. We're going to take a break. We're here at the Phoenix Municipal Stadium today. Indians coming up here. Grady Sizemore will be back in the lineup. And they say Captain Garko for the Indians from Stanford. Boy, nice win for Stanford yesterday. And I acknowledge it because Jordan Preece pitched for the Cardinal. We were talking about in the dugout today. And the nephew of the A's vice president, charge of broadcasting, Ken Preece, and a wonderful player out at Alameda High School. In Oakland, in the Oakland area, if you're not familiar with the Bay Area. I believe he pitched at Alameda. But Jordan Preece pitched yesterday for Stanford, and I think took the Stanford Cardinal into the seventh inning and pitched quite well for them. So nice to acknowledge that. This is a good young man, and he will be a professional pitcher someday. But Barry Bloom is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the WBC. The Netherlands, believe it or not, they beat the Dominican Republic yesterday 3-2. And the game ended with a tremendous throw by Kenley Jansen. He threw out Willie Taveras in the 3-2 upset. And he is a young man from Curacao. He played in the Dodgers organization. He played with the Great Lakes Loons in 2008. He's part of the Netherlands team. And they have a shot here to qualify if the Dominican Republic loses to Puerto Rico and the Netherlands beat Panama. The Dominican Republic will be knocked out of the WBC. So just bringing you up to date on this Sunday morning with things going around baseball. But Barry Bloom from MLB.com will join us. We'll be back with him right here, right after these messages.